financing lender.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here with Riley County Extension 4-H agent John Jobe, talking some 4-H, talking about some entrepreneur challenge. That'll be Tuesday, March 13th. Deadline to register is March 1st. And also we got Washington Days. Is that right? Washington
Citizenship
Days?
Washington Citizen, Focus. Yes. It's a mouthful.
It is. Yeah, coming up towards the end of the year. And, of course, you have your big garage sale April for that to help fund that. And you know, 4-H, always a great, a big part of my life growing up. You're always, every time you're on, I feel like I want to give a little testimonial of my 4-H experience and how much it's helped me. And I Walnut Valley 4-H Club back in Winfield, and I think my parents first took my sister and I to that. We had to have been second, third grade, something like that. And a great experience because, like you talked about, it teaches you so much, not just about agriculture and how important and broad agriculture is in our everyday lives, but you mentioned leadership. I think I was vice president of my 4-H club, then president my senior year.
Right.
You get that crash course into parliamentary procedure, which has
helped
me a lot in my journalism life, and whether it's been the newspaper or here, because you go to a lot of local government meetings, they use parlaw.
Right.
It's kind of the common.
And sometimes not as good as you were using parlaw in your club setting.
I wasn't going to say that, but I'm glad you did, because that is absolutely correct. Even in FFA in high school, we did a parliamentary procedure as a competition, and I think we ended up second in the state 1 year. My chapter in Winfield, they'd won it a couple times before, and yeah, we knew about everything you could know about Robert's Rules of Order, everything you didn't want to know about Robert's Rules of Order, and always a great experience. I remember doing rocketry in 4-H. That was always exciting. The model meeting competition, that was always a fun thing that we did. And when you start out young, you get to watch folks older than you, older members who give you an example as far as leadership. So you're kind of groomed, and your local leaders, 4-H leaders, are there to look for leadership. And it's a very supportive environment. I think what's great about 4-H and FFA and any organization like that is that it gives kids and adults too, who are involved in helping out the kids, something to care about.
Absolutely.
And I think that's just so key in our world and your everyday life. It's just you find that the problem maybe sometimes in our world is just people don't have anything to care about.
Right.
And this is such a great avenue for you to find your passion.
Well, wow, you really hit the nail on the head, especially with concern to, you know, younger 4-H'ers kind of looking up to those older 4-H'ers in the club, but also you touch base on, you know, those adult leaders that are supporting 4-H'ers throughout their 4-H experience. And that is such a big part of what it is about. I know that a lot of our 4-H'ers and club leaders here in Riley County feel as though it's a family. It's a community family, which brings me, Brady, I didn't even think to roll through this, but if there's listeners out there, again, if you're, you know, a parent or even a grandparent, and this is sounds like, wow, this is something that maybe I want my young person to be involved in. We are always looking for young people to come into the 4-H program. We have clubs all over Riley County, not just here in Manhattan. We have clubs down south in Ashland Bottoms. We have clubs that are from the Zinedale area and Pillsbury area. We have clubs that are way up north in the northern end of the county. So if, you know, you got a young person that might be interested in what 4-H has to offer, come aboard. You can contact me at the extension office and I can get you plugged in. And as you also mentioned, you know, you said that you were involved in not only model meetings, but you were doing things like rocketry.
Yep, rocketry, you know, showed horses,
all
sorts of stuff.
And I think you'll find, or someone would find, that 4-H definitely has something to offer everybody. If it's not, you know, the leadership, maybe the public speaking isn't their thing. There are other avenues, other things that they can get involved with. Here in Riley County, we have a very active STEM program. We have an active shooting sports program. We have an active dog and equine program. as well as all the great things that are going on in those local clubs. So
I remember at the county fair seeing a lot of robotics and stuff like
Yeah, robotics seems to be big, not just here in Riley County, but on the state stage. If you go to the state fair, you'll see a lot of robotic stuff happening. So we're hoping to continue that.
And also, I think if you're an aspiring artist, I mean, that's something that when you look at the county fair, you see all the art pieces, and what a great opportunity and relatively easy avenue for somebody. If they are an aspiring artist, if you have a child that's an aspiring artist, here's a great opportunity for them to easily find a way to showcase their work.
That. Yeah. You know, one of the things that is big, has been big for the last couple of years in the youth development realm, is providing young people, and this isn't just in 4-H, this is in any type of youth development, whether it's, you know, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, or other, is an important component is providing young people a place where they can showcase their skills or their talents. And, you know, that's something that 4-H has been doing for well over 100 years. And you're right, you mentioned the county fair. That's just one outlet, but it is arguably the most exposed and biggest outlet that we have. And I as the agent, you know, I'm at the county fair setting up for the county fair every year. Sometimes you just walk around and look at the stuff in awe of the talent of young people. You mentioned art. We have so many young, talented artists that showcase their works at the county fair. So unbelievable.
Really. And your background when it comes to 4-H doesn't matter.
Does not matter.
In the city, whatever you're interested in.
Does not matter who you are. You know, we have something for you and can grow anybody into a fantastic leader.
Riley County Extension Agent John Jobe for 4-H. About out of time. We got some more guests, but you never have to prod me to promote 4-H.
I appreciate that.
Big part of my life.
I appreciate that, Brady.
Very positive part of my life growing up. John Jobe with Riley County 4-H Extension. When we come back, we will talk with Debbie Nuss. We'll talk about the Riley County Senior Service Center right here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
KMAN is keeping it local.